Julie Schultz joining us this morning. Obviously, the Kyle Field deal, big deal. Most important thing that's happened here in quite a while. Take me through a little bit the idea of, obviously, Mayor Berry was very much involved in this. All city council couldn't be involved in this. How were you kept up to date? How often did that happen? How did that happen so that you knew how the ball was kind of moving down the field, so to speak?
We were updated pretty much every executive session about where we were. We saw the draft of what we were proposing that they were going to give to the chancellor before they sent it, and basically just kind of got a nod from the rest of us that yes, we want to try to do this. You know, I say to folks that ask me about it, putting the ILA together for the bio corridor with the city of Bryan was, you know, it took 2 years and we, you know, had to hammer out a lot of things. I think this is going to be a lot more complicated. What we're giving and what we're asking for is a much bigger thing. It's not so much of a sharing. It's a, we'll give you this if you give us that. And, it's going to be interesting to see how this works out. I hope to be a part of some of those negotiations once it gets down to facilities and things like that, because I did do a lot with Texas A&M when I worked at the chamber and did a lot of events at Reed Arena and various other places. So it'll be, I think we're just kind of a wait and see. It looks like a good idea, and everybody's nodding their head yes, and let's move forward. But we're, again, like, you know, the MMD, we're going to be cautious and careful and try to do the right thing by our citizens.
Well, I mean, I hear you say the ILA took 2 years to work out, and this is more complicated than that. You don't have 2 years. You can't
no,
do that.
We will have to be very cohesive and on board with this idea. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know how we're going to get it hammered out, considering, you know, I think it takes longer to get in a room and get things done with the university, because there's just more players that they have to get approval from than we, you know, in the city of Bryan. We're sitting there talking about things and being able to agree to things right in the same room. And that, you know, that ILA was the first ever done that way. So we didn't have anything to go on, and that may have been it. This type of thing, I'm not sure that there is something out there that we're going to replicate.
Well, get fewer people in the room or get a bigger room.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah. That's just, I'm excited about the possibilities, because it certainly would be a wonderful thing for us to be able to utilize those empty sometimes facilities and really help our Vista count up and make some, you know, nice tax dollars for the community. But I don't know. I've talked to several people who actually run some of those facilities, and they're going, we had no idea, we don't know anything about this. So there's a lot of stuff that's got to happen before we get to any kind of signed agreement.